You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Thursday, commentator Brian Onunoyen is here with a list of favorite words, some slang. Perhaps you might consider adopting them into your vocabulary. Just don't have a conniption over his word choices.
And a very good morning to you all. Before I speak, I would like to say a few words. Gubernatorial, ruthless, betide, un-American, badonkadonk, conniptions, and slopeheads. These are currently some of my favorite words, and so, in no particular order, here goes with why. Slopeheads. Fabulous term of derision is the word slopeheads for a wanker or an idiot. I particularly like to beef it up by using it as an adjective. For example, those slope-headed Neanderthals. Next, how about the word betide? I'm frequently fascinated by words that are stuck in a phrase and they just can't escape and live their own life. Betide is one of those, isn't it? Because who among us can use the word betide without saying woe betide? Then there's ruthless. What's the opposite? Ruthful? Just like priceless. What's its opposite? Priceful? Those among us who have tried to teach English as a first or foreign language might recognize these perfectly understandable mistakes that learners make in attempting to make patterns in order to guess at new words. Ruthless is one such word which not only does it not conform to the replacement of less with full, like you do with careless, which becomes careful, but it doesn't even want to stand alone without its suffix. We don't say he showed much ruth. The noun only exists when it's a woman's name. Gubernatorial. I don't know if I can even spell that word, but I love it. From the word governor, and nowhere else in the world that I have lived have I ever heard that word except here in the United States. So fair play to ye for making it up. Just like the word conniptions, someone who's having a hissy fit. Oh, there's another one, another word from around here. I would love if that 80s English band, by the way, Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, had called themselves Lloyd Cole and the Conniptions instead. Badonkadonk. Well, if ever there was a word that was designed to bring a smile to anyone's face, it must surely be the word badonkadonk. I suppose it is onomatopoeic. Try spelling that word, onomatopoeic. By which I mean, of course, the sound of the word is somehow going to connote one's arse jiggling about as you move. That reminds me of the word toilet. Don't be afraid to use the word toilet to refer to that place. I know you prefer the word bathroom, but let's face it, you're not going there for a bath. Or restroom. Well, it's not like you're going to lie down in there now, is it? So it's okay. You can say it. Toilet. Or maybe you think that's un-American. Now, if ever there was a word which itself is clearly un-American, it's the word un-American. Un-American is a word that simplifies people in this country into two clearly recognizable categories, us and those people. And those people are un-American because they are not like you and me. They do not go with the flow. What, you mean like dead fish? Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyen, who teaches a class called Ireland Here We Come and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.